Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers, sisters, my dear listeners السلام عليكم ورحمته وبركاته Welcome to Keys of Life مفاتيح الحياة coming to you from IRIB English Radio We are still trying to turn the first key on which is food Now let's continue with that key and hopefully we open the door in this regard Now, we're talking about food and what we should do with our food. Previously, we were talking about the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam insisted and emphasized on the fact that we need to eat together, not alone. And he said the blessings of Allah is in eating alone. The Ahlul Bayt take this notion of eating alone a bit seriously and they start to use like very harsh words. So keep them in mind. Al-Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salamullah. He's narrating a hadith from his grandfather. He says, the Prophet said, La'ana Rasulullah thalath. The Prophet cursed three people. One of them, he says, Al-Akilu zadahu wahda. He who eats his food alone is cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I know what you're thinking, saying, but Sayyid, where am I going to get people to eat with me? Or I'm alone in the house. You see, Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was known one of his traits and one of his character, is that whenever they prepare a meal for him, he would go outside and stand in the middle of the road. And whoever he sees, he will say, come eat with me. Even if the person says, Ya Nabiullah, I am full. He says, it's okay. Just come with me and just eat a bit. So he never ate alone. And even there's a beautiful story about Ibrahim alayhi salam that one day he brought a person in and the person did not say Bismillah or did not thank Allah. And Ibrahim got really angry. He said, how dare you eat the food of Allah? Never mention his name. And the guy said to him, Sorry, Mr. Ibrahim, but I am an atheist. I do not believe in God. And Ibrahim got really angry and he kicked the man away. Allah said to Ibrahim, Ibrahim, what did you do? He said, Oh Allah, this guy does not believe in you. He said to him, Ibrahim, he does not believe in me, but I sustain him. I maintain him. I give him food. I give him everything. Who are you to kick him away? Then Ibrahim felt very bad about it. He ran after the man and he apologized to that man. The idea here is we need to make sure there's someone with us. So if you're in the house, there's someone in the house, ask them to come sit with you, eat a little bit. I mean, even today is maybe you live in a country where there's no Muslims around you to invite, but try your best to have someone eat with you. If the circumstances are too difficult to have a person sit with you, then obviously we can't say this hadith applies, but it applies to people who can and they refuse to. So the Prophet cursed those who eat their food alone. It is also narrated that Imam Ridha alayhi salam, every time they bring his meal for him, he never eats alone. He would bring his slaves and he would bring his servants, even bring the guy that's standing at the door. And he says, come eat with me. And he would have them all sitting with him. So you have an imam, an immaculate, infallible imam, divine personality, sits with his servants and he's eating a meal with them because he refuses to eat alone because he would remembered that his grandfather said, Allah cursed he who eats alone. So he would bring his servants to eat. So when it comes to eating alone, then we are being told not to do so. So keep that in mind. It's always best to have people eating with you and not eating alone. Let's take a short break and then we will be back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرون نماز و ثواب داره فرون روزه است
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فروندرخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که این رو گفته بارم گفته دیگه، اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. We're looking at food and how we should eat our food and with whom should we eat our food. Now, let's change the topic in eating food. Now, you're sitting on the meal. There are people with you because you want the blessing and the barakah to be in this meal. How should you approach your meal? Now, should you eat from the front of the plate, the middle of the plate, from the sides of the plate? Should you be taking food from around you, from your, you know, next door friends who are sitting on the meal? Or how is it done? Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا وُرِعَتْ الْمَائِدَةُ بَيْنَ يَدَيَ الرَّجُلِ. When a meal are placed in front of a person, فَلْيَأْكُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيهِ. Then let him eat from that which is in front of him. وَلَا يَتَنَاوَلْ مِمَّا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ جَلِيسَهِ. And do not put your hand and take from the plate of the person next to you. وَلَا يَأْكُلْ مِنْ ذَرْوَةِ الْقِصَعَ. And let him not eat from the far side of the plate. Okay, so which means you have to eat from in front of you. فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ أَعْلَاهُ تَأْتِي الْبَرَكَةِ. So he says from the top and down, that's where the blessings come. From far, from the other side of the plate, there is no barakah. Okay, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, إِذَا أَكَلْتُمُ الثَّرِيدِ فَكُلُوا مِنْ جَوَانِبِهِ. If you want to eat this thareed food, which we explain later is bread and meat and soup mixed together, he said, if you want to eat it from the edges that is in front of you. فَإِنَّ الذَّرْوَةَ فِيهَا الْبَرَكَةِ. For these sides is where the most blessings are found. Okay, now this is in terms of eating. We have to eat from in front of us, not eat from the sides, and not to start saying, give me this and give me that, and then we start to take from the place around us where others are sitting. Well, obviously, this is not the akhlaq of eating. So keep that in mind. Don't eat alone. Eat with people and eat from the food that is in front of you, and eat from the beginning of the plate, not in the middle, not from the sides, and don't take from the food of the people around you. These are the akhlaq. One more, let's mention before we call it a day. When it comes to sitting on the meal, obviously there are also etiquettes and morals and values we need to maintain. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salamullah, he says, إِذَا جَلَسَ أَحَدَكُمْ عَلَى الطَّعَامِ. When one of you sits on a meal, فَلْيَجْلَسْ جَلْسَةِ الْعَبْدِ. Let him sit the sitting of a servant, because we are sitting on the meal that's provided to us by Allah. Him being a king, we are being a servant. So we have to respect the meal that we are eating. And he says, some people, they would cross their legs as they're eating. He says, do not do that. Don't cross your legs when you're eating. And don't sit and fold your legs one on top of the other, and you sit in a way where it is in the shape of a square. So crossing legs on top of each other, or just making them in that square shape that we usually do when we sit. And he says, فَإِنَّهَا جَلْسَةٌ يَبْغُضُهَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَيَمْقُتُ صَاحِبَهَا. For this kind of sitting, if you're crossing your legs and folding them together, he says, this is a way or sitting Allah hates, and hates those who do it. So you say to me, how should I sit then? The way that the Prophet used to sit, he would put one foot under him. He would sit on one foot and he pulls the knees of the other feet close to his chest. So you've seen people sit like that, where the one feet is under them and one feet is up and it's closer to the chest. That's how we should sit and eat. We leave it here, and inshallah we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.